Hey.
You're like, what up, bro?
Hey.
I only have 9 hours of recording time, so go.
Hello, and welcome to yet another exciting episode of Ninja Consultant that is not the episode we promised in our inimitable style.
We're just breaking promises on the internet. It's just how we roll.
That's how we roll.
So why are we recording this?
Why are we recording this? Why, it's to tell all the nice people about our lovely wedding and to explain why the show that they explicitly requested has not been uploaded.
That was voted by, we had a poll asking what is the next episode of Ninja Consultant you want to see posted. Everyone answered the Black Lagoon show with more Noah.
Which wouldn't have been the next show posted anyway. It would be the show after the next show.
No, I would have posted it next.
Well, you wouldn't have posted the Black Lagoon part.
After the
Black
poll, Lagoon it wasn't
part
edited
is,
yet.
Is part two. See, we've recorded this, and I've actually edited that show. The problem is that the second part is Black Lagoon, piracy, and the decline of the state. The first part, leading into that, is Ghost in the Shell, terrorism, and radicalization. The second part is good. The first part is terrible. So we have to re-record that where I actually know what I'm talking about for once, instead of not knowing what I was talking about by contrast, which is what we have.
Oh, I thought the problem was just it was really boring.
Well, yes, that was also a problem.
See, because I usually edit the shows, and I left this show to Noah to edit while I went to Japan by myself. And he did. He worked really hard to edit it. But I knew he was going to have a hard time, because when we were recording it, for the first hour of recording time, Noah talked very haltingly.
I don't know how people can listen to my voice. I was putting myself to sleep, literally. Literally.
He was falling asleep.
I could not keep my eyes open to edit that show. It was so boring. So, we're not going to inflict that on anyone.
Like, some listeners
the first
are like,
part,
I always fall asleep to Ninja Consultant.
Why do you think I listen to your show, dude?
She's marketing it as a sleep aid.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Anyway.
So, we'll re-record the first show, put that up, put the second show up, and that'll be awesome. However, go back to that part where you went to Japan.
Oh,
right. What was all that about?
Oh, yeah, I wonder. So, no one knows. I'm like, so kana. And then just trail off Japanese style. So some of you, I think you have to go to the very beginning for that. Why was I going to Japan?
So we go to the beginning.
So we go to a couple of years ago. Noah and I got engaged.
People remember that.
Not this January, but last January.
That was on the show.
Right. So for our wedding plan, Noah has always been like, let's get married in space. Let's get married in space.
Except it was more like this. Hey, let's get married in space.
Right. I mean, it sounded awesome.
Sounded very excited about it.
And I was always like, I think space is going to be too expensive for the next 25 to 50 years until the price comes down and space flights are available.
And strictly speaking, like, I don't want to be married in space. I want to be married on Mars. But space seems more realistic.
Oh, yeah. I think you said Mars first, and then I was like, how about space or...
Yeah, well...
Because the moon is pretty unrealistic also.
Yeah, the moon, but...
And you were aiming for Mars?
People, yes.
So a lot of girls would take that as a sign that Noah did not want to marry me at all.
And I would not marry those girls.
That's a kind way of saying no.
Because they don't...
I don't like you. Like, sure, I'll marry you on Mars when pigs fly.
Yeah.
And hell is frozen over.
Well, it's like the song, Scarborough Fair, where they give each other impossible tasks to accomplish.
Whoa, that happens?
Yeah. Fetch me some water from yonder dry well.
Oh.
Parsley, sage, and I always hear Miss Piggy doing that part. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Yeah, that's how you usually sing it. I only remember the chorus.
Oh, snap.
Anyway.
No,
that is how you usually imitating Miss Piggy. That's not really the point. The point is, I was like, why don't we compromise on this? Why don't we get married on that zero gravity plane that recently opened up to the public? And that way we'll be getting married in zero gravity. And maybe for our 25th or 50th anniversary, we can go to space.
Yeah.
If we're millionaires by then, or the cost is then lowered to below $1 million.
Or, yes, you can go for peanuts.
Yes. It's just peanuts to space.
Literally peanuts. Yeah.
Sorry.
Why not? Everyone will be doing it in like 25 years.
That's what they said 25 years ago.
I'm
like, I hate to break it to you, but...
So,
anyway.
Zero gravity wedding.
Yes, we were hoping to be the first.
In fact, I think it is increasingly likely that we will be the first.
Well,
because we have a date.
Are we going to talk about the Canadians?
We have a time and a place. Well, we can mention that So once several months ago, we started to finally solidify plans to do this. I'd been in discussion with the Zero Gravity plane company for, I don't know, a year or so leading up to it. And I would call every so often and be like, hey, has anyone gotten married in Zero Gravity yet? And he was like, not yet, not yet. So lo and behold, when we actually make arrangements to do this, the guy is like, you're never going to believe this, but there's another couple. There's another couple who also wants to be married in Zero Gravity on the same plane that you guys are considering.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There's still, who knows?
That's why we should have done this last year.
It may not have been feasible last year.
Yeah.
But this year, more feasible. In fact, after probably by the time this airs, it will be all buttoned up and we will definitely be doing this. On June 13th, 2009, out of Boston, Logan Airport,
probably.
We will be the first couple to be married in Zero Gravity.
But yeah, even as we record this now on Saturday, April 18th, 2009, we don't have that date solidly tied down. So planning a wedding without having a date,
really difficult.
Which
is the other reason why we haven't really posted much recently.
Because we've been planning our wedding.
To wit, Aaron went to Japan.
Right. So when we started planning our Zero Gravity wedding, a bunch of my friends were like, oh, hey, did you see this? And they sent links to a bunch of blog posts and news stories where there had been a space fashion show in 2006, which ended, like all fashion shows do, with a wedding dress. But this is the first wedding dress designed for space. Like, it's designed to look good in zero gravity and regular Earth gravity.
Designed by Eri Matsui,
a Japanese designer. And so I had all these links to this dress, and I thought it might be way too expensive or whatever, but I had our friend in Japan who we stayed with last time call up the shop and ask them,
lo and behold,
like, had anyone ordered it? Like, could I order it? And how much did it cost? Can I wear it for free if we got enough media coverage? And actually, the price was pretty reasonable for a custom-made dress. It was not out of, you know, it wasn't super crazy. And they were like, yeah, if you get enough media exposure, you could wear it for free or cheaper. And all you have to do is come to Japan and we'll make it for you. It'll take about a month. How soon can you come?
Can you fly out tomorrow?
Right. So for about a week, I was like freaking out. Like, am I going to Japan tomorrow?
I was shocked. I wasn't even going to contact this company. You know, I figured that they would have nothing to do with this. Mm. You're an American. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Huh?
So
why wouldn't they want to sell to an American?
I don't know. I thought that this was like...
Look, America has like four times the population of Japan. Like, why wouldn't you want that kind of publicity?
Well, clearly you're right, because they were...
Because the American...
Really enthusiastic.
Yeah, the American
about
press goes
us.
Everywhere around the world. Like, you know, news stories get picked up by the Associated Press, and that is the world news.
Well, I didn't think that they were going to have anything to do with us. And instead,
well,
they were super generous.
They wanted to take our money.
Really nice. Yeah. And
in
yes,
cash.
They wanted to do business.
Right.
So Aaron flew out there.
Right. We got, instead of a month, we negotiated down to more like 15 days, and I sent my measurements ahead of time, thanks to my friend Carrie, who...
Because we know some costumers.
...is a costumer person. Yep. So she was super useful, and if my friend Zoe ever listens to this, and I don't think she does, she helped me find some cool outfits, because I was really intimidated. Like, this is a Japanese fashion designer. Like, what do I know about fashion? Nothing. And I didn't want to show up.
What do I know about fashion?
No one knows absolutely
nothing.
Like a negative amount. Like you're actually unknowing stuff.
When I walk into the room
right now,
everyone
is less knowledgeable.
Suck knowledge away from other people.
So I was really intimidated. Like, and this was someone who I wanted to sort of like invest in me. Like if they were giving me a deal on the dress. So I had Zoe help me pick out cool outfits to wear so I would not look like a bum. And then I went to Japan for 15 days where we stayed with our friend who will remain anonymous for now.
And I was excruciatingly lonely and miserable. And
editing the Black Lagoon podcast and falling asleep.
I was not a happy person. And,
right.
And jealous because Aaron was eating all sorts of delicious Japanese snacks.
It's true. And I went to the Tokyo Anime Fair and did things and hung out with Anime News Network people and Philippe Smith, author of MBQ. And of course, you know, Ed from the Manga Cast.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to call our couple of friends who I was staying with for their fake names. I'm like, I'm telling you this now, and I haven't told you this before.
Yeah.
I was going to call them like Sarah and Connor. Think about it. Sarah Connor.
Why is that?
I don't know. That's because Allison talks about the Sarah Connor Chronicles constantly. God.
Does she? I didn't know that.
It's like her favorite. She like no one else watches it except for my old boss.
Well, it's getting canceled. So now no one's going to watch it.
Well, they had some kind of finale.
Too bad.
But Allison's just like, I'm going to tell you about these episodes. And everyone's like, God. No one has seen them. Anyway. So that's where I was. And I bought a bunch of manga, and then I found out, I thought I would have a job to return to. Like, I was going to work on the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 25th anniversary special, which I think is, they're showing a clip from it at this year's San Diego Comic-Con or something. But it's a big deal. It's like the 80s Turtles meet the...
You allowed to say that?
I think so. They talked about it the last Comic-Con. So the 80s Turtles meet the Turtles from the 2000s, which is like the show that I was working on, and they hang out with the comic book version of the Turtles and their alternate realities, and it's supposed to be very funny. And the director, who is usually very cynical, he said that was the best thing he ever worked on, and everyone really loved it. And so I was looking forward to, I hadn't read the storyboards or anything, and I was going to work on it in post-production, but then 4Kids had more layoffs and they cut me out of the budget. So I got an email while I was in Japan that was like, yeah, you got no job. So I'm like, oh.
Welcome to the global recession.
I wish I hadn't bought so much manga.
Yeah, I wish that too.
Sorry.
It's not Ed's fault. I would have bought it if you were there or not.
I think you would have bought all of it.
It's possibly not.
Yeah, thanks, Ed.
So then I returned from Japan. Like, there wasn't... Okay, I went to Tokyo Anime Fair and I didn't really do many recordings. I mean, I didn't do any recording. I didn't... I brought a mic with me, but like the shitty one. And I didn't bring my laptop with me to the thing. Because really, if you don't speak Japanese, like they do have labels and everything in English, but like, it's not like I could go to the panels or anything.
Well,
it's not like,
that's true.
It wasn't really the kind of con where there are a bunch of panels. And I didn't really talk to people. I just took pictures of a bunch of the displays.
Yeah, it was the kind of con where there was a bean dog.
There was a bean dog. It's like, it's an edamame bean that looks like a dog, and it comes out of the pot and it says something like, I'm neither a bean nor a dog. And then the person who was about to eat it is too terrified to eat it.
I know. Or it's a giant robotic bean dog.
It
wiggles its ears.
It kind of shakes.
Yeah, shivers in a strange fashion.
Yeah. But there's a bean dog line of products available at Tokyo Hands and other places where...
other fine establishments.
Right, but there are other bean dog characters. Like, there's the peanut bean dog, the Natto dog.
Whoa, the Natto dog is not coming into our house.
There's a red bean one, so in like...
mucus all over the place.
It's in like a series of commercials.
Trail
of slime. Just commercials for these character products. And like the red bean dog, it's like a commercial, like it's really short and animated. Mm. Or like there's a detective who's like kind of on a crime scene or something, and he's taking a break and he opens a red bean bun to eat it, and then the bean dog comes out and is very, very small compared to the edamame one. He's like, I'm neither a bean nor a dog or whatever. And the detective's like, oh, and like shakes and kind of sweats and then doesn't eat it.
So it's...
The peanut one was...
It's food designed
to freak
to
you
make
out.
You feel uncomfortable.
Maybe. Like, the peanut one was,
doesn't
like...
really make sense.
There's a couple at a bar, and the girl has fallen asleep on the guy's shoulders, because in Japan, where there's no crime, you can just fall asleep at a bar, and, like, no one will rob you. So, the girl is asleep, and the guy goes to eat a peanut out of the, you know, bowl of peanuts at the bar, and then the bean dog comes out. It's like, I'm neither a nut nor a dog. And the guy is too weirded out to eat it, and, like, his girlfriend doesn't notice, because she's asleep.
Wow. Liminal. Liminal food.
Amazing.
I don't know what to say.
If your natto starts talking to you, you have other problems.
Gross, dude.
I had a bunch of natto in Japan.
Yeah.
Freaking people out. Okay. So, yes, I came back with a dress and a bunch of manga and no job. Hooray.
So,
I like my high school best friend, who I'm pretty sure doesn't listen to this show.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she doesn't.
I've posted like a link on, we started a blog about our wedding, zerogravitywedding.com, where you can find our registry and eventually a FAQ and various posts and updates on things. I posted like pictures of the rough dress, which was the first one that I put on before they adjusted everything and made the final dress. And it was as if my best friend from high school knew nothing about it. I swear to God, I mentioned Zero Gravity Wedding to her before. Maybe she just wasn't paying attention. Maybe she forgot.
Statistically likely.
Right. And like, she's like, oh, that looks really ruffly and girly. Like, blah, blah. I'm surprised you picked that. I don't even know you anymore. I'm like, you do know it's in zero gravity. No, like, I don't even think she knew I went to Japan. It's not like I email her all the time to tell her, but still, like, how did she miss important facts? It's not like I didn't mention this on my live journal or on Twitter or whatever. Like, I guess I don't log into Facebook that much.
Yeah, but you log in more than I do.
Right. I started a Fans of Noah Fomor group on Facebook, because Noah's not on Facebook, but if you want to join that group, then let me know, I guess.
Yes, and then there will be yet more people who are fans of me on Facebook, because I'm not on Facebook. Well, see, as soon as I join,
post your pictures,
the group will
of Noah.
Disband.
What? Not, no, you're not allowed to join because you can't be a fan of yourself.
Well, it's...
Fans of
that's
Noah.
That's fine.
Fomor.
I mean, when I join Facebook.
Right.
Which will never happen.
Oh, then it'll be like a new social networking site. Like, everyone will have moved on by then. Like how no one uses Friendster anymore.
Because
it kind of went
I'm
like...
thinking about getting a MySpace page.
Right.
I'm thinking about
No, you should say
not
Friendster.
Because really.
Friendster is like out of the public mindset now. So now is the time to join Friendster. Does it even exist anymore?
I have no idea.
Because like Friendster, MySpace, Facebook.
Yeah.
Twitter.
Yeah.
All right.
So you went to Japan.
Right.
And then you came back.
Yes.
And now in 2 months, we're going into space. Well, we're going into zero gravity, where we will be wet.
It's not even a low Earth orbit.
It's not even a low Earth orbit. Yeah, rub it in, why don't you?
And I think Ogre Maniacs pointed out, like, in an extremely nerdy way, he's like, technically, it's not zero gravity.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I got that, too.
Thanks,
I got
nerd.
That from Zeke. Where Zeke was like...
Because he's a scientist?
Yeah.
Where it's like, I'm sorry you were talking, but all that came out was nerd, 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 nerd.
Well, I said, yes, we're going to be the first couple to be married in zero G. And he said, no, you still won't be the first couple to be married in zero G. Because technically, it's not zero G.
What a dick.
And he went on to, well, he is. He went on to explain exactly
why that
was
the case.
How it's
just a very low gravity and it's not zero gravity?
No, it's that it's not. Just because you have forces counteracting doesn't mean that there isn't gravity. It's simulated zero gravity.
It is.
So I was like, okay, fine. We'll be the first couple to be married in simulated zero gravity. Are you happy now? And he's like, yes, yes, I am.
Oh, I wanted to say how at Ari Matsui's shop, she pointed out how she's the only other thing that she's known for on Wikipedia in English is she did these kind of fashion designs using fractals and using a computer program to kind of map the image onto the model's body. And so she... in a couple of her designs, like, combines math and science with fashion in this interesting way. And she said, like, the part about working with scientists is, like, everything is very precise. So she might say something also, like, you know, blah, blah, zero gravity. And they're like, no, it's not exactly zero gravity. And always, like, correcting her. Or she made a point about how in stuff like physics, there are certain laws of the universe that remain the same and are very...
yeah.
They're always they're constant, right? Whereas in fashion, everything changes really quickly. Everything is nothing is precise. Everything is like, oh, it's sort of like this or
it's
like
organic.
That.
Organic.
It's never the same, and it's always in question or in flux. A very subjective field compared to science.
Yeah.
What are the important parts that we need to tell our listeners? So this doesn't take forever to edit.
Right. Well.
The zero G. Plane tickets are very expensive.
They are indeed. And I was, or will have been required to purchase more of them than I ever expected.
Right. Because we were going to, originally the zero G people, they were sort of like, okay, there's a cost if you want to rent the whole plane that's insanely expensive.
Yeah.
Because like film productions do that and stuff.
Yeah.
We figured we could go the cheaper route and just buy a couple of tickets, like, for ourselves and an officiant and a camera person.
Right.
And maybe a witness. But then as it got closer to actually purchasing tickets, they started being like, look, if you're going to get married on here, you have to rent a whole section of the plane. Like, we're going to have to close it off from the other passengers, and you're going to need to buy at least a certain X number of tickets. That number being, like, what?
12.
So... then there was the other couple, and we're like, oh, well, we could split the number of tickets with them.
Yep.
Even now, as we record this, like, we're not
sure. Yeah, we're not really sure if he's going to be able to come through and whether we'll have a double marriage as some kind of...
like Moonies?
Yeah, Moonie thing or what.
Or
I don't know.
Will the efficient marry both couples at the same time, so neither of us are first.
Yeah, neither of us will be first per se.
Or does one of us like snake it and get married first? Sign the document on the first parabola. Oh, should we talk about how zero G works? Because that's the first thing people ask.
They're
Oh, zero gravity. How does that work? Because not everyone watched 3-to-1 Contact when they were a kid.
But they should have.
Right, and saw them run the experiment.
So, yes, it's a plane. It's not really a special plane. It's not like it's...
It's like a regular model of a plane that they modified slightly.
And what happens is it goes up and makes a parabola such that at the apex of the parabola, you have forces working against gravity.
All right, I'm going to explain it in layman's terms.
Go for it.
Okay, have you ever ridden a roller coaster?
Oh, yeah.
What happens when you ride a roller coaster is, like, you go up a giant hill, and as you start to descend the big hill, like, there's a moment where you feel weightless at the top of the hill, like, just as you start to go down. So, essentially, this plane flies in hill, like, roller coaster hill, like a pattern, like a series of roller coaster hills.
That's a pretty good way to describe
it. Well, when you look at the diagram, that's what you get. So, then you feel weightless on the way down as the plane descends each hill.
You don't just feel weightless. You are weightless.
You're not strapped in, so you start floating around. Whereas in a roller coaster, you're strapped in. In this case, you're in the body of a plane, and the plane is going towards, falling towards the earth, and so are you, but you're falling at the same rate, so then you appear weightless.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
No, you are actually weightless.
Nearly weightless.
You're actually...
Well, you have the same mass.
You float. Look, I don't know. Look, we're not scientists here.
Right. I didn't take physics.
I took physics, but maybe I didn't do very well. Let's just
no
say.
No failed
let's
physics.
Let's just leave it at that.
Okay.
I didn't fail.
You're like, I passed.
I passed.
Barely.
With a low D. No. Wasn't that bad.
Right.
I'll tell those physics stories in another show.
Right. So if you go to gozerog.com or if you go to zerogravitywedding.com and you look at the link to the zero G plane website, they have like a diagram of how it works and the specs on the plane and videos of other people doing it. Another place you may have seen this take place is on the Where in the World is Matt internet videos. On his second or third time around the world, he also went on the zero G plane.
And does his little dance
And he does
in
his
mid-air.
Dance in midair. But the first time he went on it, his brand new HD camera stopped working because the gyroscope is meant to, like, if you drop the camera, it will turn off the hard drive.
Yeah, it locks the drive, so the drive heads don't shatter.
But since it was floating in midair, like, it automatically shut off thinking it was falling.
Thought it was being dropped.
Which is kind of correct. It is being dropped.
Yeah.
It's falling towards the Earth. So then he had to do a second take at his own expense. Which is very expensive.
Mm.
Paying for a second ticket on the plane.
But it did mean he got to go a second time.
It's true.
So that's pretty good.
Oh no, I had to go a second time. But still, you expect, you know, super expensive equipment to work.
Yeah. Well, it did work. In fact, it worked even
too well.
Better, yeah, than he needed it to.
In fact, some people I've talked to, they only heard about the zero-G plane, like, in that context.
Well, it's not like everyone
internet people
is paying attention to space tourism.
Right.
But you will be now, because this wedding, this is going to be big. You're going to see it everywhere.
Hopefully.
This, we are going to get so much media coverage. It's going to be a circus.
Oh my God, you're
a veritable
like
circus.
Dooming it not to happen.
Oh no. Oh, you're right. No one is going to hear about this.
It's a buried link.
There's
when people search for weddings on YouTube, they find that couple who does the whole Thriller dance with their wedding party, and then us. We're like second.
Yeah.
Like the Thriller dance is still.
And when you click the link, it's going to be like, it'll be dead.
Removed.
Yeah. Removed for...
Violating YouTube standards.
Whatever.
So yes, it's very exciting and very expensive. So
we're selling things.
Right. Yes. I was going to talk about the network that we were just pitching to, or should I?
Oh, yeah. No. Go ahead. I mean...
Before I left for Japan, and even when I got back, we were talking to the wedding show, Whose Wedding Is It Anyway? On Style. But they've rejected us because it was too expensive for their budget. And their deal is, like, they give you a free wedding planner. Like, you still pay for your wedding, but you get the wedding planner for free. And I think they also give you a couple of days at a resort as, like, a honeymoon.
And then they record all of the hijinks that happens as you and the wedding planner fight over every little detail.
Yeah, usually the episode's about an hour, and the conflicts are not very high.
Yeah, having watched the show, it's not...
Like, it's like stuff like, oh, the wedding dress didn't fit, or, like, the bride is like, I told you no yellow flowers, and these are yellow, and oh no, you're ruining my wedding.
And people watch this show.
It's on a lot.
Yeah.
They're in their 8th or 9th season.
But the producer was, she was nice.
Yeah. She spent a lot of time with us. We recorded a lot of audition tapes. She made us fill out huge forms.
Yeah. A long, long questionnaire.
Yeah.
And they passed. So
right.
Maybe we'll get another show interested.
Mm. Or other channels
or
and stuff.
Something.
The thing so far is that we have to buy all the tickets on our own. Like we can't depend on like outside sources.
Right.
To pay for their own tickets or whatever. Like at this point, they'll end up paying you back if.
Well, yes, I hope.
Other people end up buying tickets from you. But yes, in order to raise money, I will be selling a bunch of manga that I've been meaning to sell for a long time.
For years and years.
It's true. And also other things around the apartment as I see them. At this recording.
As you see them? Right. You're looking around the room, well, seeing what could be sold?
Yeah, kind of. I have other stuff that we might sell. Like, all I have to sell iPod Touch. And you said you wanted to get rid of your Kindle.
Yeah.
It's a Kindle, too.
It's cool. It's cool, but I don't need it right now as much as I need the cash.
So right.
We'll be selling that, too.
I don't know. Like, I don't know how. I'm worried about how well our stuff will sell on eBay in down economy where no one has a job. Are people really buying things on eBay?
I would expect that they would buy them on eBay at a reduced price sooner than they would buy them for full price from Amazon. So right. I would guess that the eBay market is probably doing pretty well. I don't know if that'll apply to us specifically and what we're selling.
Oh.
I don't know if there's going to be any demand for it, but that would be my guess.
Mm.
Generally.
Yeah. I'm going to sell some yaoi and stuff and some very disappointing Code Geass Dojin. I mean, some wonderful Code Geass Dojin, which is very humorous.
Yes, and why why does it not suit your fancy?
It's not explicit at all.
It's not pornographic.
Oh, well.
Oh, my life.
Well, then it's just fan fiction at that point.
It's just fan fiction anyway.
With illustrations. So the next question most people ask about the wedding is, who is going on the plane with us?
Who knows?
We're selling some tickets to some of our friends who have expressed interest in going. What happens if, at the time of this broadcast, there are still more tickets to sell?
I don't know.
I see.
I'm telling you the truth. I don't know. Will the Canadians take some of those tickets? I don't know.
So you're not interested in finding out if, like, podcast listeners Boston area might be interested in doing
Totally, totally. If there's anyone who's like, yes, I want to pay $5,000 to fly with the Ninja Consultants on a zero-gravity plane, you may just get your wish. And by wish, I mean, give me $5,000, and I'll make it happen.
Okay, you're not cutting people a deal at half price or whatever?
I mean, I have no idea how this is going to work. This is the largest project I've ever had to deal with. So, cut people a deal, who knows? It depends on how many people are willing to part with how much money at any given time. Who knows?
So one of the services on our registry type things is a website that lets you, instead of giving people gifts for a wedding, you can pledge money sort of towards their honeymoon. So I've set it up so should you feel like you want if you've been our listener a long time and wanted to get us a wedding gift anyway.
Right. Well, just like Ari Matsui, like I thought they were going to have nothing to do with us. So Aaron put this website up thing and I was like, no one is going to buy us anything. No one is going to, you know, do this. And then immediately the next day, before we'd really even announced it.
Oh, well, I announced it.
People started
on Facebook and on Twitter and,
well, whatever.
On live
people
drum.
Actually started, you know, giving us wedding gifts.
Yeah. Like,
which, thank you, everyone. That's super lovely of you.
No, it's super awesome. But I don't know if I thought this was where this show was going, but a lot of podcasts put up like a tip jar or they'll say, oh, we need money for whatever equipment.
Oh, yeah.
We've never done that.
Well, and, AWO, yeah.
They got all kinds of mixer, mostly from one person, but a lot of people give them like a dollar or something.
Well,
here on the Ninja Consultant Show, we've never had a pledge drive. We've never asked for your money. I'm just saying, if you wanted to give us a wedding gift or were thinking of sending us a card, save the $3 and just PayPal us $3 instead.
That would be fine.
That's much better than mailing something or
unless it's really
something.
Awesome.
Oh, unless you have something awesome to mail us.
Yeah.
But now would be the time.
But if you do mail us something awesome and later see it on eBay. No, we wouldn't do that.
Right.
To you, our beloved listeners.
Right. Like one of the people who gave us $0 money is someone who I've never even met.
Well,
ever from.
Yeah, that's weird.
No, that's awesome.
Yes, it's awesome, but I didn't expect that. That's how people worked.
Well, like that's the internet. Like, don't you know? Like, some of Allison's friends who are like comic artist people. Like, once they had their apartment broken into, and their laptops were stolen, and they were such big online.
Zach and Stephanie.
Oh, was it Zach and Stephanie? Mm-hmm. But they were so big online and knew so many people on the internet. They were like, oh my God, like they posted and we had our laptop stolen. If there's anything you can do. And they had like, you know, the PayPal button. They earned a bunch of money immediately.
Well,
were able to buy.
It's them. Right. I was thinking more about
because they're big on me. Right. Our podcast has been around for a while. We have a lot of listeners.
Well, I guess.
You're like, oh, I never thought about it. Like, it's like 400 people.
Hello, 400 people.
It's probably more than that because that feed burner stat doesn't pick up everyone who just ad hoc downloads a show.
So, yeah.
And we've been doing it for like a long time. So there are a lot of people who have been listening to us for a while.
Well, if you were ever thinking of, I hate asking for money. I hate going with hat in hand. That's ridiculous.
I hate pledge breaks on NPR as well.
Yeah.
Like that's when I don't listen to NPR and usually I listen to it like 24/7. So.
So
for those 3 weeks, it's like hellish.
If ever anyone thought of giving us anything, now is the time to do it because we're getting married.
Oh, because the tickets are $5,400 and we have to buy 12 of them. Noah has to buy 12 of them. Let's be more specific.
Oh, God, what's going to happen to me?
Well, you figured out.
I'm so scared.
But you figured out a way to do it.
Yeah, I figured out a way to do it. I did figure out a way to do it.
Where we also eat.
Where it doesn't make our lives suck.
Oh.
This is going to be probably the most
saddest
exciting thing that ever happens to me in my entire life. So worth it.
I don't know. You say that now and like that's just kind of dooming yourself from something more exciting to happen, don't you think?
Dooming me to a more exciting life than I would otherwise have? I don't know, man.
Oh, I guess I should point out the
if
specifics.
We go to Mars, I guess that would be more exciting. Or the moon.
Right.
Or the center of the earth.
Right. Don't hold your breath. So for the reception type things, what we have planned is like we're planning on having a small party in New York for like our New York friends. And that's not going to be like a formal or traditional reception. More like just a party at a bar where we show the video of our wedding. Probably much, much later than the ceremony. Because like the ceremony will go down in June. It'll probably take a little while for us to put together a really good video. Then we'll show like, I don't know if we'll show it in New York first or if we go to Michigan first. Probably in September, I'll have a big, more traditional reception for my family in Michigan. Probably more reception, more traditional than I would like. Because my mom is helping arrange it.
Yes, with 100% more chicken dancing.
And YMCA.
Dollar dancing.
Oh, God.
Glunkies.
Eating.
Punchkies.
No. Punchkies are only on Punchki Day. And that is Fat Tuesday. So.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess Punchki Day is over this year. So no Punchkies.
I'm like, to draw a comparison, if you've ever seen the movie Deer Hunter, and I know that sounds really grim, but there's an hour and a half long or like hour long wedding. It's a 3-hour movie. There's an hour long wedding scene. And then there's like an hour of prison camp in Vietnam and an hour of deer hunting or something. That's my understanding. Maybe not in that order.
Russian roulette.
An hour of Russian roulette in a Vietnamese prison camp. And like that, you might have seen parodied in a bunch of places like I have. But apparently they made a cut of the film because the wedding scene is so long. It's like a giant wedding montage. Before the film was released, they were like, 3 hours is pretty long. Let's cut back the wedding scene. And when they screened it, they were like, it's too depressing. Like you can't really tell what they're fighting for. It's just some dudes playing Russian roulette for an hour and a half. So then they put the wedding scene back in and it's like a third of the movie. But that is more typical of a Midwestern wedding where there are a bunch of like weird arcane traditions like the dollar dance that you would never see at like an East Coast wedding.
Yeah.
I very quickly discovered like right after I moved here, pretty much my friends from high school started to get married and their weddings in Michigan are more typical of Michigan weddings that I went to growing up because I come from a very like large Irish Catholic family.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of weddings because there are a lot of people,
yep.
A lot of cousins, a lot of aunts, a lot of uncles, a lot of third cousins and other people. But East Coast weddings are really, like, in a Michigan wedding, business casual is okay, like, to give you some kind of clue. But at an East Coast wedding, when my East Coast friends started to get married in and around New York City, they're much fancier. Like, Michigan wedding, I never knew a cocktail hour before, ever. Mm-hmm. One of our old roommates had a cocktail hour with a suckling pig. I've never eaten suckling pig.
Delicious.
It was a black tie affair on, like, a Friday night, and I'd never been to anything black tie. So it was a bit of a culture shock. Yeah. I was kind of a little underdressed, and so was my brother. Like,
yeah, your brother kind of stuck out.
Well, there are a couple other people.
I've been that guy.
Right.
Whatever.
Because I called him beforehand. I'm like, I think this might be fancy. I think you need to wear a tie. So he wore a tie, but that was not fancy enough. Like, people showed up in, like, prom dresses and stuff.
Yeah, and his tie was one of those fish ties.
Yeah, maybe. Not quite. But I think the Weekly Anime Review people would get, they would understand what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, and they should totally come to the Michigan reception.
Oh, because they just live in Toledo or something?
Yeah, so...
Oh, but I'm saying that, like, the weddings they've gone to, like, what do you need formal outfits for except for to go to prom or to go to a wedding? And it turns out to go to
church?
Other people's weddings.
I don't know.
No, because church, you don't dress up that much.
Oh, okay.
Well, unless it's Easter.
Having never really
been to church. It's not like you would know.
Yeah.
Anyway, so East Coast weddings can be really fancy. And Michigan weddings can be shocking with the chicken dance and other strange customs.
Yeah. Glunkies.
No, glunkies are not a wedding food. That's just what my mom, and she will listen to this.
I know.
She was suggesting that if we had to cook on our own to cut down on the budget, that's what she would make. That is not my favorite food at all, and my mom's glunkies are not that good. Like, it's like a meatball made with rice, and it's wrapped in lettuce. No, it's wrapped in cabbage. That's like boiled cabbage, and there's some tomato sauce involved.
Well, it sounds terrible. Not from the description of what it actually is, but from the name Glunky.
Chris pronounced it differently. He knew what they were, and he called it something else. And he was like, oh, yeah, those are pretty good. You can make a bunch of pierogies, too, if you're making a bunch of
pierogi, that sounds fine. Glunky sounds like something that you unclog your toilet and find.
And goulash?
In between.
Yes.
Goulash at least has that sort of Russian cachet.
It turns out to be Eastern European in origin, but if you read the Wikipedia page,
what
Midwesterners call goulash is not what goulash is in the Ukraine or wherever it's from, where it involves actual real meat and seems like it might taste good.
Yeah.
Whereas if you eat goulash in Ohio...
Bigosh, the Polish hunter's stew.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Does it have a different adaptation in the Midwest? Not really relevant.
I think it is another goulash variation.
We've really gone off on a tangent here. Why did you keep bringing up glunkies?
Because I like saying the word glunky.
Might not even pronounce that way.
Good, because it sounds gross.
It is gross. Tastes like how it sounds.
All right, we have nothing more to say, really.
That's about it. So we have a special email address for the wedding stuff. It is noahandaaron@gmail.com because Aaron and Noah was taken.
By another couple?
Yes, another couple who is getting married. Also, the web address, aaronandnoah.com, was taken by this other couple. Maybe not the same other couple. Maybe a different Noah and Aaron.
Oh, man.
They got married in, like, a highway park stop.
Yeah, what the hell is that?
I don't even know. In Colorado. But so if you go to noahandaaron.com, that will direct you to the Zero Gravity Wedding blog, or you can go to zerogravitywedding.com. You can join fans of Noah Fulmore on Facebook. And that's it. I wonder if I should start, like, a different Twitter account for Ninja Consultant stuff. Because a lot of our listeners are following me on this. And people who just noticed I had the anime icon. Well, the usual people.
Well, do it, I guess.
I don't know.
Because that's really what the world needs, is more...
More Twitter accounts?
Or twits, as I like to call them.
Tweets. Oh, twits are people who use Twitter? What?
What?
Okay.
That is all. Good day.
Wait, one thing I brought back from Japan, I found 24 cologne.
Oh, no, you can't.
Which I gave to Dave.
Oh, I wonder.
He didn't act like that
excited. Their next episode is up. We should listen.
Oh, yeah, we should see if they mentioned it. I would feel bad if it wasn't mentioned. I gave it to Dave.
It's Riley. He
recorded Dave opening
where he lives.
He didn't seem that impressed.
I disagree. I think that he reacted exactly as I expected.
He was, like, dumbfounded?
Yeah. He was slack-jawed.
He couldn't figure out what it was for a while.
Well, of course not. It's 24 cologne.
It's in a cologne
box. The cologne that Jack Bauer might wear. Take risk.
Take risk.
Be sexy.
Just one risk, though.
One risk.
It's singular.
Yeah. I'm sure he's going to read the copy on their show.
You want to make a bet? He's already forgotten about it.
No.
Once was a true love. Tell her to make me a cambric shirt. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Without no seed.
It's 24 cologne.
Yeah.
Oh, aha!
Read the back.
Rising wave. Take risk. Be sexy. Endless strain, unpredictability, and countless challenges. To be brave is to conquer fear in my life. Am I brave enough? The answer always comes from my act. Instead of running away, take risk. Ingredients: alcohol.